Podcast. I am your host, Molina June Pierre, and as always, it is a pleasure for me to get behind this mic and speak to you, encourage you, and, you know, just share what the Lord has laid on my heart, any of your revelations, visions, all that good stuff. But most importantly, just to really share a pocket of hope, just a small moment when your life may be crumbling all around you, you can listen to this podcast and feel hopeful for tomorrow. But let me just start off before I get into it by saying Happy New Year, everyone. Happy, happy, happy New Year. Woohoo! Happy New Year to everyone. Could you guys believe it? Oh my God. It is 2023. We made it. Oh, we made it. We made it. We made it. We made it. We are here. We are here. And you know what? I celebrate God. I honor God for his goodness and his grace and just for allowing us to see a brand new year. And, you know, I am just praying that we would step into this new year with a lot of hope. And I have a challenge, you know, because one of the things before I share the challenge, one of the things I want to do in the new year with Pockets of Hope is I want it a little bit more lively. I'm going to be more lively and, you know, and just more sharing in a sense and giving you more practical tools, challenging you to step into it. It's one thing to have hope, but it's another thing to activate your hope and turn it into faith, to walk with God, to believe God for what he is doing in your life, and to just like not give up on God and not give up on yourself and on your walk with God. Because one thing we could definitely say about 2022, there was a lot of battles in our mind, a whole lot of battle in our minds. Just day in and day out, we've seen, and I talked about it on the podcast. I have several episodes in the podcast where I'm talking about us just having the, you know, the right mindset and protecting our minds, how to get out of, you know, certain stuff. Like the last episode, we were talking about the holiday blues and just being in that space, that in that funky, you know, space, depression, anxiety, fear, worry, all of those things, they all attack the mind. And so, you know, what Pockets of Hope, what I want for us is to really activate the hope that we have in God, turn it into faith, turn it into, and because faith is an action, it's the act of having hope. It's the act of believing. And sometimes our faith requires more action to it. Our faith means moving. Our faith means challenging ourselves and stepping and believing that God is going to step in for us, believing that God is going to give us the job if we have the faith to just make the application, even if we don't, you know, feel qualified, or starting the business, even though we don't feel like we know exactly how everything is going to run or how we're going to streamline everything. We don't know who our market audience is, or, you know, all these different things. There's a lot of reasons for you not to do something. But when you do it anyways, that's your faith. That's your activated faith, because you hope that if you were to do this thing, then it will come to pass because you have faith. You're just acting, you're doing what you could do, and then God is definitely, hopefully, going to do the rest. And he's going to do more than what you can do. He's going to multiply it, transform it, and, you know, become this great thing. So with that being said, I definitely want to challenge you in the new year, even now, this first week of the year, as you get your resolutions together, as you set your goals, as you, you know, evaluate your life and reflect on the previous year, and as you get back into the hustle and bustle of life, because the holidays are gone, and so now you have to look at what you have and, you know, what you don't have and how you can change things around. seek the face of God for something. What is it that you need to do this year in particular? What have you found? What is the word that God has given you? Whether it's a single word, a phrase, maybe it's a scripture verse that you want to hold on to. I know when we did reflections and a lot in the Women Edified group, the private Facebook group for women that I am the administrator of. Some of the women, they shared a scripture that they kept going back to. I shared my scripture that I kept going back to throughout the year because it was, you know, a lot of mental attacks in 2022, even as God was working and doing great things. And so for you in the year 2023, what is it that you feel God is saying to you that you're going to hold on to help you, even though you don't know what 2023 is going to bring, but you feel that this is what God is saying to you? I know, you know, in 2021, it was a year that I had to deal with a lot. I was doing too much and God wanted me to come to a standstill, but I was pushing. I really was pushing through, and then it affected my physical body as well. I was really stressed out. I was really suffering from anxiety. I had headaches. A lot of things was happening because I was not dealing with, you know, my trauma. I was not dealing with the losses that I had experienced until finally the Lord, you know, I finally stopped and I started to focus on my total well-being, my physical as well as my mental well-being and my spiritual well-being. And all of those things are tied together. They go hand in hand. If you want your spiritual life to be, you know, up there, to be on a different level, get your mental health together. Get your physical health together. They help to, I guess, accelerate or expand your spiritual life in the same way. You want your physical health to be better, work on your spiritual as well as your mental health. All these things, they work together. Of course, your emotional well-being as well. Like, that's number one, especially for us women. Like, we have to keep our emotions in check because those feelings, they're so up and down. They're so sometimey. So it's very important for us to keep our bodies and everything just in check and in order. So what is God saying to you for 2023? I'm challenging you to seek the face of God for these answers, or even give yourself something that you want to hold yourself accountable, accountable to. Maybe you need to learn how to stick with things and see things through. Maybe you need to be consistent. Maybe you need to challenge yourself to be more consistent in the things that you're doing. Maybe you need to challenge yourself to start something that you keep putting off, you know, out of fear, out of worry, out of, you know, whatever the situation may be. Just dive in and see what God will do with it. Maybe there's a scripture verse that you need to hold on to because of what's coming, even though you don't have any idea. So start by really spending time in the Word, really getting to know God and hold on to God's Word. Maybe the action could be learning to meditate on the Word of God to gain wisdom, to gain knowledge and understanding. I mean, we really kind of, I feel like sometimes we really don't rate wisdom, the wisdom of God. I feel that when we have wisdom from God, we avoid a lot of things that we would normally get ourselves into. So literally praying for wisdom. And, you know, sometimes people don't like to pray for wisdom because you get challenges that force you to become wiser, that cause you to learn from your mistakes. Maybe you don't have to go through all that. Maybe you need God to remind you of some of the things that you went through, you know? And all of that, again, it comes from really spending time with God, really spending time in prayer, not just talking it, but actually doing it, making space in your life for God. And not keeping him on just Sundays or Saturdays or when you're down. Don't be the people that only go to him when you're down. I mean, he doesn't mind. He loves when you come to him. But if you want to stay well, keep going to him. You know, he is the doctor and he wants to keep you well. So keep going to him so you can stay well. You know, he is a healer. He's a deliverer. Keep connected with God so that you may stay well, so that you may be able to stand, so that you may be able to, you know, fight off the enemy when he comes, because he never stops. He never stops coming. There is nobody on the face of the earth that don't, that, you know, that walks with God, that serves God, that the enemy still don't try to target them and try to target them to, like, fight them, come in different angles. That's the word of God. The devil does not stop, and he won't stop for me. He won't stop for you. So you have to always have on the full armor of God. You have to have the word of God in your heart. You have to have it. And I will not never stop stressing it on this podcast about, you know, doing that, about the doing the action, not just talking the talk, but living the life, walking the walk, doing the do, doing the action. So that's my challenge to you. Find out what it is that you, you know, that you need to do this year. It could even be, you know, a fault that you have you want to correct. It could be an action of course correction. It could be an action of, you know, starting something new, whatever it may be, maybe closing a door, whatever it may be. If it's one word that you need to hold on to and act upon by God, your word for the year, you know, to strive for, to keep you accountable in the year 2023, you know, do that. Find that word and write it down everywhere. Find scriptures that align with it, Bible stories that aligns with it, that teaches lessons, and look for it in your life. Look for where it's lacking. Look for where you need that word. You know, I know I'm going to share my word. My word is listen. I have to listen to God in the year 2020. I listen to God, but I mean truly listen and follow instructions to the T. And I feel like it's going to be challenging. I was perplexed by the word when I received it, but that's the word. That's my word. And listen is not just, it's about being obedient, not when I want to, but acting when God says to act, moving when God says to move, because of the place where he has taken me, because of the way my family, my life is set up. I have to walk in obedience. And the way that I do that is by hearing God and actually listening to him, but not just listening because I have ears, but listening to understand, you know, and that could only happen through closeness. So I'm going to listen for direction in the year 2023. I'm going to listen for instructions. I'm going to listen for the voice of God in the most unusual places, the places where sometimes we tend to go quiet, and we tend to, you know, turn down the holy a little bit. That's the areas where, that's the spaces I need to listen to hear what God is saying for these spaces. And so I know it's going to be a challenge, but I'm up for it, because if that's what God gave me, I know then that I have to do that. I have to listen, and I have to go out there every day when I wake up that the Lord will give me in the year 2023. And I'm hoping that he gives me all 365 days and more, because I know that there's so much purpose and so much that I have yet to even touch. I've yet to unearth. And so this is the year of me training my ears to hear the voice of God, like real focus to hear the voice of God and not confuse it, and not hear my own voice, you know, not hear and listen to my feelings and my emotions, because I got myself in a lot of trouble in the year 2022 because of it. My feelings, hearing my voice, the sound of my voice, hearing me, listening to me, listening to other people, but not listening to God and what he's saying specifically to me concerning my life and the purpose he has for me. And so I want you to have that experience, for you to know what it is that God wants for you. in the year 2023? What you need to train? Because I know that whatever God does for you in a year, whatever process he puts you through, whatever trials you have, whatever stuff that you go through is preparation for another year. It might not be for this year. It could be preparing you for the 2025, the rooms that you're going to step into 2025, the places that you're going to go, the responsibilities that you will have. You know, all of these things, they tie in, and I've seen it in the year 2022, stuff that I worked on, things that I prepared for, skills and just attitudes and behavior that I worked on, that I prepared for since I was a child, not knowing I was preparing for it. I had to dig into those same things and bring them out and use them in the year 2022 because of where God brought me to. You know, I had to go back. And so if I didn't work on those things, if I didn't work on those behaviors, those skills, I wouldn't be ready for what God blessed me with. But I give God thanks and praise that I was ready. And so I know to listen, I'm stepping in, not in fear, without fear. I know it will be challenging, but I'm not fearful of what God has in store for me because I know it's going to prepare me for another season. So I give God thanks and praise for that. And I'm looking forward to working with him and the Holy Spirit, walking with the Holy Spirit each day. Every day that I have breath, each day I'm going to walk with the Holy Spirit so that he will lead me and tell me what to do, tell me what to say. You know, he is going to live through me because I surrender my will to him. I surrender my life to him, my ears, my heart, my actions, all to God. So, you know, that's my pocket of hope for you today. That's attached with a challenge for you to seek the face of God for your word, for your assignment in this year. And I pray that it be successful. And I'm looking forward to a wonderful year of podcasting and just trying to see what God will do with us, with the podcast, how he will expand us. You know, I have vision of what God can do, but I know that God can do way more than what I'm thinking. And so I'm excited about that. So I won't spill anything yet, but once it happens, you will know. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching on YouTube, Anchor, Spotify, all the streaming platforms that Pockets of Hope is shared on. And God bless you. Until next time. Bye. Okay.